Hi, I'm Ronnie Thwaites, and this is The Public Eye. Me never know him good, you know, but no man ever talk to me so nice. I did just trust him when him tell me him naga left me. Mitzi sat on the stoop of a yard on Wildman Street braiding hair in the effort to earn a Sunday dinner money for herself and her little son, sired by the same guy, long gone, who she had trusted when he promised her that he naga left her. Then there was a wife, stricken with cancer, who I attended to make her last will and testament. Nothing in it for her husband, hovering near? Don't mention him. I haven't trusted him for years. He's here only because of the children, was her pained and angry reply. The greatest compliment paid years ago to my late cousin Tony Thwaites by Dennis Layla was that once Tony gave his word, so trustworthy was he that no paper writing was ever needed. More recently, in the public sphere, chronic distrust. Jamaicans abroad donating from their substance to fight homeland crime, but vowing that not one cent will the government be able to touch. Or the well-founded criticism and conviction that the government cannot be depended on to be incorruptible in the contracting arrangements for the Montego Bay bypass. Come with me to Gordon House and feel in your bones and see and hear with your eyes and ears the deep distrust and contagious scorn of both sides for each other, euphemized and masquerading as healthy competition or this is the way the Westminster model works. No, at all levels, private trust and public trust are the scarcest commodities in Jamaica. Because the police give abundant evidence that they're not confidential and can't be trusted not to brutalize and often kill. Hello, do we really know or care what happened on Trafalgar Road? Their effectiveness in crime fighting is culted, and we try to substitute repression for confidence. Confidence. The sweet fruit of trust. And oh yes, we properly identify, no anonymously made fuzzy video this time. We charge the guard who licked down the slow to move market vendor in Montego Bay, remember? That, even as Marissa, Delroy, Andrew, and the others look like they would, if they could, fling their green stools across the aisle. Why? So as to shut up any effective parliamentary redress against their own stool beater, trust betrayed by those most sworn to uphold it. Trust has to be built on truth and reliability. This virtue has to be modeled, not just proclaimed. It bespeaks respect, undergirds stability, and reduces stress. It is a spiritual relationship, higher and more sublime than any legal contract allows. It ought to incarnate the deepest and most honest relationship between individuals and between the citizen and the state. Trust is a currency which buys cooperation and goodwill. Mutual trust, offspring of respect, opposite to brutishness and advantage-taking, is essential to decent living, the foundation of any sustainable, equitable social order. Trust. Forfeited trust is what has left Mitzi to be a wounded single parent on Wyman Street. Broken trust seems to be what had embittered the wife and husband relationship that I mentioned earlier. And the cynicism born of squandered trust by politicians and other leaders has led to disappointment, disengagement from the public sphere, and obsessive selfishness in personal affairs. We need to rebuild trust at every level in Jamaican society if we are to progress. Words alone have lost much of their currency. The religious communion to which I'm attached is recreating a curriculum for our several schools, modeling trustworthiness based on stories of truth, faithfulness, commitment, and hope. That should help. We all fall short in the area of trust. But in a time of building back from the COVID purgatory of bewilderment and depression, a single most constructive activity for everyone would be to intentionally foster trust where we see it lacking, to rebuild bridges of respect and mutual caring. A happy memory of my childhood was being tossed in the air by my father. I had implicit trust that he would be there to catch me. He never failed. What good?